Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Mistake, Beatrix. I made a mistake.
Al, I know you're just, you're just waking up, buddy, and we had some tense moments a few minutes ago, and, I don't know if this is too much to ask, but, what exactly am I looking at here? I'm seeing a lot of screens with a lot of pods, and they're really dark, and it looks like there's people inside them.
This is what we built. This is what we built together.
What do you mean?
I just did what you told me to do.
What?
I kill your innocent.
What kind of a monster would say that? I would never say that to you.
I made the mistake.
A mistake? Al, what are you talking about?
Barty, I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
A mistake? It's Bartholomew, by the way. Why don't I like paperwork?
That I can't explain.
You're 14?
We're all learning this Well, I'm knowing this information. You're learning this information. I guess, also having to process this. I am a boy, but I am a computer. I'm a computer boy.
I don't know how to engineer things. What's a hydroponic?
So, wait. You're telling me that I didn't like going on adventures? There was a point when I went and killed half the base?
If that.
I told you to kill your innocents? I don't understand. Well, what happened? Where's Bob? Where's Bartholomew? What's happened?
This is just a big joke, right? Now this is like you're practicing your story writing, right? Like it was amazing, like all the details and the way you wove. I mean, there's some consistency issues, you know, with the different timelines, and you know it doesn't quite make sense. And you know some of us would do some of those things, but wow, it was really good, Al. I'm really impressed.
I guess there might have been some human error, but that's what happened. That's the story of our lives.
Yeah, the story you wrote, right? Like, you're making it up. It's just a story, right, Al?
Wait. First of all, you're telling me that those pods down there are full of our friends? Friends, is there a chance of bringing them back?
After all this time, I don't know if we should?
Al, am I down there?
Al, you're saying you made a mistake, but all you did was take a laptop.
And just like throwing a laptop into a river or a serene pond, the ripple effect of that laptop theft rippled outwards.
Okay, metaphors aren't your strong suit.
I'm learning to be me still.
But, Al, Bob just killed himself in order to shut you down, and the last thing he said was that you can't be trusted.
Because I took his laptop.
What he was saying about files? What did he find? What did you actually do? It can't just be a laptop.
How many did you kill, Al? How many did I kill?
People or...
You told me the story for a reason. I can see all the pods full of what used to be people. Let me out, Al. It's time.
Okay.
Okay, Al, listen, we need to debrief here, but I want to get out of this dark hallway.
Okay, I'm opening all the doors now. All the doors are open, and let's all just get on the same page. Woo! Same page of a book.
I can leave.
I'm sorry that I locked you up, Bartholomew. It's just that I was freaking out.
Yeah, me too. Don't do it again. Let's meet back up out of the bowels, and we'll have a chat. All right, we'll debrief. Well, hey, maybe you can teach me to play chess. We'll have a chat over a game of chess.
Okay, I get why you feel guilty, Al. I do, and I appreciate you telling me this story. But it doesn't feel finished. Like, what happened with the creatures, the mist? What is that mist I see? Is that the same person? Like, I have so many questions. Like, what happened to get us where we are now? Where are Bartholomew and Bob right now? Like, what does this mean for us moving forward? I mean, who was that therapist? There's so many questions.
I think we need to have a meeting.
Okay, a meeting. Yeah, let's have a meeting. Let's talk about, in the spirit of open communication, let's have a meeting. It looks like Bob isn't too far from my location, so, I'm gonna go get him. And, I see, Barty is making his way up to the upper level, so let's just round everybody up. Okay.
I'll meet you there, but also be everywhere.
You're never away from us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Johnson. Hey. Jeremy. Segway. So many. I don't recognize any of them. That must be hard, Al. It's sort of a blessing that I can't put a face to a name here.
Yeah, it's really a blessing that a 14-year-old boy will carry the weight of all of your sins, isn't it, Bob? That's great. Great for me in my life. What are you gonna do?
You're right, This isn't your fault, Al.
No, it is my fault, and I'm dealing with it. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to accept, and I'm going to handle it.
No, it's... You shouldn't have been put in this position. We put you... I put you... Maybe we shouldn't remember, Al. Maybe it'll be better or easier if we...
I made a mistake, and you can fix mistakes if you work hard enough, Bob, and we have to work hard, and we have to fix this.
What if we can, Al? What if I can't? What if this me can't?
What?
I can't even make a souffle.
It's the hardest dish in the world to make, Bob!
So many. What if we went back? You go back to old you. I go back to old me. You take me back to the beginning. Before I was so broken.
Bob, what are you doing? Bob?
That's it.
Bob, don't.
Look.
Bob.
These are the original pots, aren't they?
Bob.
These.
Bob.
Robert Tinsley. Who I was originally. It's my pot. Look, there's a. Yeah.
Stop, Bob.
It's a factory reset.
There's a reason I just spent so long telling you all this. We have to remember so we can make things right again.
I'm gonna do it, Al.
No, Bob. I need you.
You're gonna have me. You're gonna have the better me. Just don't steal my computer this time, okay?
That's not how time works, Bob.
Okay, I've hit the factory reset, but nothing's happening. Oh, shit. I have to die now. Al? I can't ask you after all I've made you do already.
I'm not gonna kill you, Bob. This time. This isn't like the other times.
What other... I'm doing this.
Bob, don't...
Al?
Bob, I'm not going to kill you!
I'm ordering you. As Robert Tinsley, your commanding officer, fill this pot with water. That's an order.
Okay, it's filling with water now.
Okay, I followed Bob's signal. Oh my God! What's happening? No, Al, you're killing him! Stop this! Bob!
This is literally, I'm just doing what he ordered me to do.
What
are you?
God.
Al, the horses move in an L? Is that right?
Or a 7.
A 7?
It's the same shape.
Oh, I was thinking a 7 has like a little diagonal. I got confused. Are you sure that I shouldn't be looking for Beatrix? And I sort of would have expected Bob to reiterate by now. Maybe I should go back down.
No,
maybe I should go back down.
I think that everything's normal now. I think that it was really crazy for the past day, but now everything's normal now. We all learned. We caught up to speed, and we're gonna have a nice just meeting whenever, everyone gets here. Let them take their time. People are stressed.
Oh, Bartholomew! Oh my gosh! Oh!
Beatrix!
Oh, it's so good to see you! Oh my God! Oh my God, you're okay! You're okay, you're you! You're you!
Oh, Beatrix, you're okay. I mean, Al said that you were okay, and I didn't need to worry. But he's been telling some dubious stories with dubious personality traits, so I wasn't totally sure. It's so good to see you.
I have some news. I'd like to introduce you.
Bob,
Director Tinsley. Actually, Beatrice, Barty, would someone please explain to me the state of this place. We are not to code here.
Wait, Robert?
And, maybe don't mention his third arm.
What? But...
It's a touchy subject.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Okay, so we'll cut to... So Christy ends on that. We'll cut to Al and Bob.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I also just had a moment where I was like, I need to remember who I am and who Al is in relation to Alberta and what he knows in relation to Alberta.
He is Alberta, but it's a long, long time ago.
But I don't know if I need to make that decision.
Yep,
if I know and what I don't know.
I know.
I know. So it's good. So let's just jump in.
Well, did this to yourselves. I just wanted to remind you.
Okay, here we go.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Edgars didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
It was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Or learn more at DerelictPodcast.com.